Now, documents seen by RTÉ News have raised concerns regarding the Presbyterian Church in Ireland. A report highlighting the Church's handling of discipline, pastoral care, internal governance and compliance with its obligations as a registered charity was submitted to the charity regulators in both Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland. Well, for more on this, we're joined by our social affairs and religion correspondent, Alva Keneally. So, Alva, just firstly, what is the background then to this document?
Yeah, so this dossier was written a number of years ago by John Alderdice. Now, many would remember him from his time as leader of the Alliance Party of Northern Ireland. He's sat in the House of Lords since then, so he's now Lord Alderdice, and he's the former member of the Presbyterian Church of Ireland. He was an elder there. And it also says the former Presbyterian minister, Roy Simpson, was also involved in interviewing people for the project. Now, what I've had sight of is the introduction, background and conclusion to a 200-page document. And it outlines serious concerns about the Presbyterian Church in Ireland, how it's been handling discipline, pastoral care, internal governance and its obligations as a registered charity. Now, the Presbyterian Church in Ireland, it serves the whole of Ireland. So it has over 540 congregations, 19 Presbyterians. Throughout Ireland, with just under 230,000 members. The majority are based in Northern Ireland and almost 24,000 in the Republic of Ireland.
So what do we know then happened to spark the concerns around the Presbyterian Church?
So back in 2018, the PCI voted to exclude same-sex couples and their children from full participation in church life. Now, the PCI also cut formal ties with the Church of Scotland over its more inclusive stance. Now, these decisions led to internal resignations and accusations that the PCI was becoming increasingly hardline and intolerant. This marked a turning point, revealing there were deeper issues about leadership culture, discipline and treatment of dissent within the church.
So then was it a matter of theological disagreement or something more serious?
Well, the documents I've had sight of include allegations of bullying, intimidation and abuse of power within the PCI. Some ministers and elders claim they were forced out or disciplined without proper procedure, often for holding inclusive or moderate views. There are allegations of harassment and mental health breakdowns. The part of the report we've seen, they don't include the transcripts of the people who were interviewed for the project. So we don't have their direct experiences. What we have is an overview and a summing up by the authors about the direction of the church in consideration of these difficulties that these people have faced.
And for those people affected specifically and who contributed to the report, was there any support for them?
According to this report, no. It notes a lack of pastoral care for those who'd been suspended, dismissed or pressurised to resign, including for their spouses and their families. It says some individuals were so traumatised that they declined to participate in the investigation from the outset or they chose to remain anonymous. In response, the authors, they tried to offer emotional and mutual support where possible.
And then, as you mentioned just there earlier, Lord Alderdice, he submitted the full document to the charity regulators in Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland.
That's right, because the Presbyterian Church of Ireland, or the PCI, it's a registered charity in both jurisdictions. So it receives public funding, it receives tax relief. So unlike, you know, other denominations, the PCI treats each of its hundreds of congregations as separate legal entities. So this has raised concerns over whether local leaders, whether they're adequately trained for their legal responsibilities. So Lord Alderdice sent his findings to the charity's regulators in both jurisdictions to look into the matter. The report calls on both organisations to investigate whether the PCI was meeting its legal and ethical responsibilities as a charity.
And do we know what the regulators have done in response?
Well, the report was submitted to the Commission in Northern Ireland 3 years ago. Writing in the Belfast Telegraph last month, Alf McCreary said Lord Alderdice had expressed frustration that the Commission had been so slow in dealing with it. I did request to speak to Lord Alderdice about all of this, but he didn't respond. So I contacted the Charity Commission for Northern Ireland, which confirmed it had received a file concerning the Presbyterian Church in Ireland, and it said it was actively considering it. A spokesperson said the case involved complex information which had delayed progress, but efforts were ongoing to move it forward in the coming months. And that spokesperson added that no further details would be released for confidentiality reasons. Now, the charity's regulator in the Republic Republic of Ireland said it doesn't comment on individual charities, so it couldn't be of assistance. So we don't know if the regulator here has investigated or looked at it.
And importantly, Alva, just finally, what has the Presbyterian Church of Ireland been saying?
Yeah, so a spokesperson for the Presbyterian Church of Ireland said, while we're aware that a document has been submitted to the Charity Commission of Northern Ireland, like the Charity Commission of Northern Ireland, as a rule, we do not comment on such matters.
OK, Alva, thank you for bringing us all of that. It is now 12 minutes to 9.